This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Boulder County District Attorney's Office plans to introduce more attempted murder charges against the suspect in Monday's shooting at a King Soopers. In a press conference today, DA Michael Doherty said the charges will be tied to a gunfight between the suspect and police.
They charged into the store and immediately faced a very significant amount of gunfire from the shooter, who at first they were unable to locate, and they put their lives at risk.
Doherty asked the public for patience as the investigation continues. He says some details won't be released to prevent biasing potential jurors, which could lead to the trial being moved out of Boulder. All veterans enrolled in the VA Eastern Colorado healthcare system can now schedule a COVID-19 vaccination appointment. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
More than 130,000 veterans are enrolled in the healthcare system. They can now all sign up to receive a vaccine at one of the 7 sites across the region, including Colorado Springs and Pueblo, regardless of age or health conditions. So far, the VA has fully vaccinated more than 15,000 people across eastern Colorado. The healthcare system is also hosting its first walk-in COVID-19 vaccine clinic in Aurora this Sunday, with plans to distribute 500 vaccine doses. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Fort Collins has some light rain at the moment, and it is 44 degrees. The low tonight will be 24. Meanwhile, Denver is at 47 degrees at the moment with a low of 28. Tomorrow, the high will be 52. This is CPR News.